Okay, so we're not going to do what I said we were going to do because the chevre is ahead of me and I don't want to fall further behind. So we were going to talk about tziruf of ingredients in terms of bracha achrona, which among other things is a machlokas, Rashi, Tosfos, and Mem Aleph on the base regarding Pasuk Babakis. And I think we'll wait to come back to that till we do, when we do Shulchan Aruch. It's obviously a very common question. Another ha'ara relevant to this sugya now, Pasuk Babakistan, and what we were talking about last time, just a methodological point that someone was asking me about is, you know, right now we're learning Rishonim mostly, maybe looking at the Beis Yosef or something else, but that's not our focus. So what should we be doing now if we're not coming out halach l'maisa? Hopefully, when we go over the Shulchan Aruch, we'll come out much more l'maisa. What we should be doing now, working on in terms of Seder, is knowing the shitos. And we should think about the halacha l'maisa questions, like what would the Rashba say about this question? What would Rabbi Yonah say about this question? You're obviously not going to paskin before you learn Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurahs and things like that. But to start thinking about what you think they would say about this question or that question is certainly a very good idea. To know the shitos and also to know, you know, what's open question. What would we say about this question, what will we say about that question, based off of the Rishonim that we're seeing now, you know, note your theories, note your conclusions, note your questions. And if you do that, then when we go back to see everything a second time, when we're doing it al pi Seder HaShulchan Aruch, you'll be in a good place in terms of coming from the perspective of the Sugya and Rishonim. So that's what we're going to be doing. So we're going to talk today about a Pasuk Babakisnin. Pasuk Babakisnin, really we saw that there are three types of food that have the following halacha. When you're not kovei asuda, they are mizonos, or we should be even more precise, when you eat the amount that's less than kvi asuda, they are mizonos. We have that for Pasuk Babakisnin on Mem Aleph on the base and Mem Beis Med Aleph. Number two is Lachmanios on Mem Beis Med Aleph, which may or may not be the same. That's actually an interesting discussion in Rishonim about the relationship between Lachmanios and Pasuk Babakisnin. For now, we're going to treat them as the same, but it is worth noting that they're not. That's not Pashut and not correct according to many Rishonim. And then we already saw that earlier on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph by Truknin, like Kuba de Ara and the like. So the first question we're going to discuss is the difference between Pasuk Babakisnin and regular bread. And again, this could also be a question in terms of the things like Truknin. We'll focus on Pasuk Babakisnin. Is the difference between Pasuk Babakisnin and regular bread objective or subjective? So we'll start with Rashi. Rashi writes on Lachmanios, Uvliash. Tosfos doesn't like this. Velona hero, dim kain, and this is Tosfos Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Dim kain afilu lo kavanami livrechamotzi sharehu lechem gamor shere sofu isa. This type of uvliash, some type of pastry or whatever it is lechem gamor. Why? Because sofu isa. Where do we know the term sofu isa? So we know them from Hilchos Challah. We talked about them earlier in the Perek. There's a Tosfos about it, Aaron. Correct. In other words, Tosfos is asking that we have criteria by which we define bread, and this meets those criteria, and therefore we can't ever say a mizonos on it. When the Rush asks this question, he says it's tchilas of a sofu isa. So therefore, Tosfos rejects Rashi, v'nira lefarish dahainu nilish. And when it comes to nilish, so then it depends. If you're kovei asuda, it's hamotzi, otherwise it's mizonos. For now, we're not going to get into the details of what these are. Now, that might be important at some point, but rather to sort of note what's Tosfos doing. Tosfos is saying that we have certain criteria as to what makes something bread. And if those criteria are met, like Trilaso Sofuisa, then you could never make a mizonos on it. Now, what might Rashi respond? One possibility is Rashi says that it doesn't matter because people treat this as a non-meal food or as a snack food or something like that. Maybe it doesn't matter that it's sofa isa or even tchila sofa isa. As long as people generally treat this as a snack food, then it's mizonos if you're not koveya suda. So it's possible that this question of objective versus subjective criteria is actually the machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Not clear, because we don't know so much about what Rashi would respond. Tosfos is very clear. Tosfos is clear that if certain criteria are met, like sofa isa, then it doesn't matter how people eat it, it's going to be lachem gamur. Rashi, it's not clear how you'd respond to Tosfos's question, but one possibility is that the way people eat it makes a difference. Now, that's not the only way to read Rashi. And actually, we might have some counter evidence from a different Rashi, which we'll get back to a little bit later. What's interesting is, would anyone disagree with Tosfos's definition? So if you look at the Rashba, and also the Rash quoted in the continuation, Tosfos, they say, no, Tosfos went too much in the other direction. What he's describing couldn't ever be considered pas, couldn't be considered lachem. The way the Rashba puts it is the Eino Mechuver, Shehare Blilasan Rakahi. This is Blilaraka. Blilaraka can't be bread. You can never make hamotzi on it, even if you are Koveya Suda. Likewise, the Rash, quoted in Tosfos, Mi Rabbeinu Shimshon, Pirish Dein Levarich Alav Hamotzi, Dave Kamo Daisa. Tosfos is Pasaba Bekistin, is like Daisa, even if you're Koveya Suda, it's not hamotzi. So we have here, Tosfos rejects Rashi because it's too bread-like, and Rashba rejects Tosfos because it's too non-bread-like. So we're going to have to figure out what's going on here. But at the very least, like we said, according to Tosfos, it would seem that there's hagdaros kavuos, meaning to say that when something is made in a bread-like way, then it's always hamotzi regardless of how it's consumed. Are there other Rishonim who say what we were suggesting Rashi might hold, that it doesn't matter how it's made, what matters is how you eat it? So there are some Rishonim who seem to more clearly hold this. Take the Ritva, for example, in his Halachos, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Ches. So when describing Pasah B'Kisnin, he's talking about something that's thin, and he writes, the mashmos is that the reason why this is pasah b'kisnin, meaning to say mezonos without kviya suda, is because the derech achila is latainog kein peros. So what makes something pasah b'kisnin? Something that you eat in a way that's more like peros. You eat latainog. That's the chisaron. That's what makes it non-bread. The Derech Achila. Another Rishon where you see this is in the Riaz, and the Riaz says it in the other direction. The Riaz writes, it's in the Shilte Giborim on Daf Lamed Amid Aleph Bedape Harif. Umori, he talks about Pasaba B'Kisnin being, let's say, cakes or danishes or the like. And then he says, Umori Zikni, Harav bir shehamulyasos hanafos betanur shein meleos baser odagim ogvina ominei rakos mevarchalayna motzi v'cheinera be'enai ikur shehen asuyin pas v'leftan ke'achad ulekviyasuda hem asuyim. In other words, let's imagine you think that a Danish or some type of bread filled with fruit or masikos is pasah b'kisnin, like a kiss. Well, let's say instead of putting in the fruit into your Danish, you put in meat. What are we going to say about that? So says the Riaz, that'll be hamotzi. But why? What's the difference whether you fill it up with apples or meat? So he says, very simple, because this is l'kviya suda hemasuyim. When you fill it up with meat, it's l'kviya suda, and therefore it's hamotzi always. In other words, what the Riyaz seems to be saying, again, is taking derech b'nei Adam. So you could have a product, and if the derech b'nei Adam is to eat it for kfiya suda, then it's going to be hamotzi. Otherwise, it would be mizonos without kfiya suda. And likewise, in the earlier source, in the Ritva, you have a certain product, and if the derech b'nei Adam is lachol oso b'taras peros, so then it's going to be mizonos. So here we see certainly a couple of Rishonim who seem to emphasize that what matters is the way people treat the food, as opposed to looking at certain objective criteria in terms of determining whether it's lechem gam or pasa baba kisnin. Now, the big question that we're going to discuss now, and in terms of actually figuring out the halacha lemaisa of so many products, is going to be an integral question, is going to be how to figure out the Rambam Shita. How do we figure out the Rambam Shita on this question? That's going to be a big machloka. So we'll talk about that now, but I see Moshe has his hand up. Go ahead, Moshe. Moshe, did we lose you? Okay. Maybe we lost Moshe. Okay. Returning to the Rambam. So, and by the way, that question that we just discussed about the meat-filled bread pockets and the like, that's going to come up in Magen Avraham, the Mishneh Berurah talk about it, the Shulchan Aruch talks about it. You know, one very interesting shaila is going to be deli roll. It sounds like deli roll would be an example of that, right? You know, deli roll could be the same pastry dough that's used for dessert, but you put it with deli. Now, deli roll is actually a particularly complex issue because it sounds like it's what they're talking about, but even, and most people don't make a meal out of deli roll. It's like a side dish. That's not really what's filling you up. So,
when it's so, left over Shabbos, so you eat whatever's left over. So what happens, deli roll, I think it's common that oftentimes.
I once asked somebody that question. They asked me what bracha deli roll, and I said, would you do that? And he said, anyone who made a meal out of deli roll would probably collapse of a heart attack. So anyway, so we're going to talk about this, but we're gonna hold these questions, like the arichas of these questions, for a little later. I'm just giving an example of something that might or might not be a contemporary example of this. Okay. Moshe, did you have a question?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
My Zoom on my phone was doing funny things. Anyway, you said Tosfos would say that Daisa is an example of Pasababi Kisanin?
No, certainly not. Nobody says that. No, the Rishonim reject Tosfos and say there's no difference between what he describes as Pasababi Kisanin and Daisa. Tosfos would disagree. Tosfos thinks there is a difference. But their critique on Tosfos is that once it's a Belila Raka, there's no difference between that and Daisa. Ever on Daisa.
So Tosfos would say that sponge cake is not possible Bikasani because it's Belila Raka then?
No, he might. I didn't say anything of that nature. Tosfos' example of possible Bikisnin is Belila Raka. What he would say about sponge cake is a different shaila. But that's a different issue. We're not. I told you we're gonna wait on more specific examples.
Okay.
Let's focus on the Rambam. So this is what the Rambam writes. Gimel Tes. Isa shenafes bekarka kemo sharavim shochnei medras ofim hol ve'en alea suras pas mevarcha alea betchila bavnei mizonos. So first of all, this isn't actually pasul baba kisnin, but it's worth noting. Sounds like this is regular bread, but cooked in an unusual way. So it's mizonos. Bimkava sudaso aleha mevarech hamotzi. V'chein isa shalasha bedvash o b'shemen o b'chalav o she'irei b'minei tavlin v'afa v'hiya nikreis pas b'kisnin afal pishu pas mevarech ala b'minei mizonos bimkava sudaso aleha mevarech hamotzi. So the Kesef Mishnah has the following suffix, and the same thing is in the Beis Yosef. The Kesef Mishnah says, what does this mean? At first he says, well, look, the Rambam said that this is something that's kneaded with honey or oil or the like. The implication being that if it's kneaded with water, but some juice or some honey or something like that, then it would be lechem gamor and hamotzi. In other words, initially, let's say something like our challah, typical Ashkenazi, you know, challah, not water challah, with lots of sugar and other things. So initially, it sounds like the Beis Yosef says that would be hamotzi, because it's only when it's exclusively with oil or with eggs or with milk. But then he makes the opposite diyuk. Then he says, but then look at the continuation of the Rambam. The Rambam says, or you mixed in spices. O shire bamine tavlin. Now, that implies that it's not all spices. You just add some spices, right? Davar muat, you add sugar, let's say cinnamon, other things. It's mizonos without kfiya suda. When we say things are mizonos, we mean, just for clarity, for simplicity's sake, we mean mizonos when you're not kfiya suda, for purposes of this year. So it would be mizonos archala, because you don't need it to be 100%. So that seems to be his inclination. And he says, I'll show you it's right, v'teda. One second. We know, let's say you did 100% fruit juice. That for sure isn't going to be lechem gamor. That for sure would be mizonos. And yet we know in terms of hilchos challah, you're chayvin challah. So what do we see? We see we don't look at objective criteria. In other words, we're not going to look elsewhere for the definitions here, because if we look elsewhere, certainly things that in terms of hilchos challah are bread are going to be considered mizonos. So therefore, here too. So why is it then? Why would it be that if you mix in some sugar, some spices, things like that, it would be mizonos? So the Beis Yosef says, very simple. Kevan chein derech b'nei adam u'kvah sudasan alav lo chivu levarei chamotzi. Because people don't usually Koveya sud on this. So therefore, it's hamotzi, unless you eat a shir shadarach b'nei adam l'kvalav. So I think that there's two ways to read this Beis Yosef. Again, his havamina, as it were, the first possibility, which he rejects, is clear, that he's looking for certain objective criteria, right? And the objective criteria are 100%, you know, no water, only oil or eggs or milk or the like. And then he says, no, actually, it's more of a subjective criteria. It's talui in derech b'nei adam l'kvawa alav. And therefore, and we know we don't follow the rules of, let's say, challah, hilchos challah. So therefore, it's enough that this is the Derech B'nei Adam. So the simplest way to read the Beis Yosef is that what do you look at? Derech B'nei Adam, right? In other words, let's go back to the example of our challahs, right? A nice, you know, sweet challah. What? So if you showed this challah to the Beis Yosef himself, and you said, you know, he asked him, what bracha would you make on it? He would say mizonos, because there's plenty of sugar mixed in here and other stuff. But if you ask the Beis Yosef, well, what bracha should we make on this? So assuming that nowadays we're generally speaking koveya suda on this type of bread, this type of challah, then he would say make hamotzi, because that's what he says. It's talui and derech b'nei adam. And I think it's reasonable to say that our types of challah, though they're pretty sweet, it is the derech l'kvah w'alei, and they're not snack food, they're meal food. So that's the simple way to read the Beis Yosef. Is there any other way to read the Beis Yosef? Yes. Why would you read it differently? Maybe he means that we look at what was Bishas Chazal. In other words, there's such a thing called Pasaba B'Kisnin. That was referring to a specific thing. What was that specific thing? According to the Rambam, it includes, I mean, it's more than one particular thing, but it includes bread with sweetener in it, right? With tavlin. It includes sweet bread. Why? Because in the times of Chazal, they weren't koveya suda on that type of food. Now, what happens if things changed? Doesn't matter. Chazal paskind that on Pasavah v'kisnin, you make a mizonos. And even though nowadays people are kovei asuda on that type of challah, that doesn't really matter. The definition is fixed. Now, why would you say that pshat? The simple reading, I think, sounds more like the other pshat. So one reason is because if the first pshat in the Beis Yosef is correct, then the Rambam actually should have said that. Instead of telling you that pasavah b'kisnin is bread where you mixed in some oil or milk or spices, he should have said pasavah b'kisnin is food, is bread that is snack food, that you're not kovei asuda alav. Then, unless you're kovei asuda, you make a mizonos, right? Whereas, if the second pshat is correct, so then it makes sense why the Rambam isn't saying, didn't say anything about derech bnei adam l'kovei. The Rambam just gave you a rule. If you mix in a bunch of sugar, mizonos, unless you're kovei asuda. So that's maybe a reason why to accept the second sad in the Beis Yosef. So let me just make sure we are clear, right? We have over here two ways to read the Beis Yosef / Keshef Mishnah. The first way is that what's the definition of Pasavah v'kisnin? Whatever people aren't kovei asuda lav, like his lashon is, lav b'midi demikri lechem talya milsa elalo kavu chachamim levarich hamotzi v'shalas brachos afilu b'kizayis elal b'lechem shederech b'nei adam lechem alav. So vus haste, Pasavah v'kisnin, lechem she'ein derech b'nei adam lechem alav. Okay? That's option one. Option two is basically, what is Pasavah v'kisnin? Lechem that was bizman chazal ein derech lechem alav. Dehainu, where you mixed in, instead you kneaded it with some honey or milk or oil or spices or the like. Okay, is that clear, the two options? Good. Now, maybe I would still think the easier read is the first, but because he doesn't say that it's taluy anything about bizman chazal. He just says, what is Pasavah v'kisnin? Lechem she'ein kovin alav, right? Lechem she'derech b'nei adam l'kvah alav is lechem gamor, and ein derech l'kvah alav is mizonos. So he didn't say anything about bizman chazal, so therefore I would have thought this first reading is a little simpler, but it's ambiguous. However, the conclusion of the Beis Yosef is perhaps reads a little better like the second option. Why? The Beis Yosef then goes ahead and shows basically how, in his view, there's three mahalchim in the Rishonim how to define Pasavah v'kisnin. And then he says, well, since we're dealing with an Isser D'Rabbanan, so Misafek will make a mizonos on all of them. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Does that mean, and therefore, actually, maybe all of them are Pasavah v'kisnin? Or does that mean one of those is Pasavah v'kisnin, either definition A, B, or C? And because it's a suffix, we're going to say make a mizonos on all three. Now, that really goes back to our question. You see, if you hold like the first possibility in the Beis Yosef, then it makes a lot of sense to take maybe all three of them are. Because assuming that it's the case, that all three of these things, it's not the derech l'kvah alav, right? So then why can't all three of them be a Pasavah v'kisnin? Whereas if the simple reading of this part of the Beis Yosef is, it sounds like really one of them is correct, right? It's not all three of them are correct. The simplest reading is it's either A or B or C. We, Misafik, are going to say, okay, let's make mizonos on all three because it's the Rabbanan. But fundamentally, either A or B or C. Now, if you hold like the second Mahalich in the Beis Yosef, that makes a lot of sense because it's either A or B or C, meaning to say, what's A or B or C? Bisman Chazal, when the Gemara said Pasuk B'Kisin, they had something in mind. They were referring to something. And only that thing is a Mizalnos. And the other things are maybe a Motzi. And we just need to figure out which one it is. And therefore, you know, if A is right, then probably B and C are wrong. And if B is right, probably A and C are wrong. So that sounds more like the second possibility. So to put it a little differently, you know, there's two ways to read this part of the Beis Yosef. One possibility is actually, again, going back, this is the first possibility. No, really, what's possible with Kisnin? Something that it's Ein HaDerech L'Kvo Alav. Right? Ein HaDerech L'Kvo Alav. And even Bizman HaZeh. And really, theoretically, actually, all three could be right. But it doesn't mean all three are necessarily right. Right? Maybe there's a hierarchy, like we talked about before. Closer to Lechem, further from Lechem. Closer to a Derech L'Kvo Alav, further from Derech L'Kvo Alav. So you can't, so if there is a hierarchy, you know, if you're going to say, for example, that Rashi's Pasuk B'Kisnin with full of the Gozim and Shkedim and all sorts of other Chazarai, you know, if that's Pasuk B'Kisnin, then maybe, you know, the Rambam's definition of Pasuk B'Kisnin would be Pasuk Gamor. There's a hierarchy, and that's what it means, Misafik. Or again, the second option, which in this point is a little more compelling, a little easier to read, is no. That, like we said before, Pasuk B'Kisnin has one meaning. It was a type of Pas She'en HaDerech L'Kvo Alav B'Zman Chazal, but it has one meaning, and it's either going to be A or B or C, or Misafik we're going to choose. Now, I think maybe there's a third option here, which is going to be a better option than what we said the first option now, which is, you know, so far we've considered, if you wish, two extremes, right? Either they're objective criteria, or B, the only factor is popular eating habits, right? Option A is there some type of objective criteria. Option B is the only thing that matters is whether this is a meal food or a snack food, right? One or the other. Maybe the Beis Yosef holds that there's more than one factor. What Pasaba B'Kisnin had was that it was snack food. But let me ask you a different question. Let's imagine that you had normal bread, but it became the derech not to be kovei this normal bread. Whatever, as normal bread as you could think of, the most normal bread in the world. Flour, water, yeast, that's it. And you have, and whatever, people stopped being kovei asuda, you know, the whole, they decided, you know, carbs are bad at meals, but they're okay for snacks. So the whole society are going to start eating this lechem gamor as a snack food. Would we say that now all of a sudden, okay, mizonos? So it could be the answer is yes, but maybe the Beis Yosef held no. That's not. If something is lechem gamor, if it's pas gamor, then it's always hamotzi lechem in haaretz. It can't be mizonos. But if something is substantially different than Pascamor, plus Ein Derech L'Kvo Alav, then it will be a Mizonos. You need both of those factors. So what the Beis Yosef said originally is, what does Pascamor B'Kisnin have? What criteria does it have? That it's Ein Derech L'Kvo Alav. For sure it needs that. It also needs a second thing, which is it can't be normal bread. You have to be mafkia midei pas. It has to be somehow different from pas. Not so different that you're pater from challah. No. You could still be chayv in challah, but there has to be something physically different that makes it not pas. That's what the Beis Yosef is saying. Agav, the Maimar Muska, if you remember, Rashi has this quote of Rabosef Shal Rashi by Lachman Yosim, that it's like regular bread. And he made him his onos. And Rashi says, I don't like that pshat. It's also the pshat of others that Rashi quotes. Other Rishonim, and he says, I don't like that pshat. Of course, what he didn't hold, that you don't bench unless you have sviya. Maybe the answer is that that's actually what they were talking about. They were talking about something that was objectively pas gamor, but the derech was actually to make it like a snack food. And he said, look, for me, it's a snack. And they said, yeah, it's true, but this is the derech, but you ate the amount that people are koveya sudal of, therefore you make hamotzi. In other words, he wasn't saying it about all bread. He was saying it about this type of lachmanios, this type of bread, right? If you want a modern example of that, by the way, a possible modern example of that would be the soft pretzel. Soft pretzel doesn't meet any of the criteria of Pasa Baba Kisna. In other words, none of the three shitos in the Shulchan Aruch that we've shown him, right? It's not sweet dough, it's not crackly, and it's not stuffed, right? But it's a snack food, right? So let's say, according to Rabbi Willig, well, we're going to get to a sheet a little later, Rabbi Willig, who thinks the only criteria is whether it's a meal food or a snack food, will say it's mizonos. It's mizonos, snack food. So that's what the Beis Yosef is saying. No. We need something to make this, some type of criteria that differentiate this from regular pas. It's mafkia midei pas, right? The fact that people snack on it isn't enough. So, but it's also true that we look at Derech B'nai Adam. So if you had something that was A, substantially different than regular bread. Now, again, obviously, we haven't defined those terms substantially, but if you had something that's substantially different than regular bread, plus, it's not the Derech L'kvoa Alav, then it would be Pasa Baba Kisnin, and it would be Mizonos. Then it would be Mizonos. So, and that brings us to that's why the Beis Yosef says, when we have these three definitions in the Rishonim, let's say Rashi is his definition, or the Rach is his definition of Pasa Baba Kisnin, he might say about the Rambam's definition, which according to the Beis Yosef thinks means you need it in some oil, or you need it in a little bit of honey or spices or the like, what would the Rach say about Rambam? He would say, lechem gamor. Right? That's not sufficiently different from regular bread to say it's batul minei shem pas, and therefore totally in Derech B'nai Adam. And that's why the Beis Yosef says, it's only because of suffix that we're going to treat all three as Pasa Baba Kisnin. Because it's possible that even if it is, even if, let's say, this cake, right? Cake, I don't know, pound cake, right? Pound cake, let's say. Even if it's not the Derech L'kvoa Alav, but since it's not sufficiently different from regular bread, it's going to be hamotzi still. But since the Rambam would say it's certainly mizonos, so therefore misafik, we're going to make a mizonos. So to summarize, we have three ways to read the Beis Yosef, right? Number one is that the only factor is Derech B'nai Adam L'kvoa Alav. Okay? Like he says, what's Pasa Baba Kisnin ain't Derech L'kvoa Alav. And then the challenge with that reading of the Beis Yosef, I'd say two challenges with that reading of the Beis Yosef. One is not in the Beis Yosef, but in the Rambam, which he's explaining. Why didn't the Rambam say something about that? Why did the Rambam just give an example, not say it's Tali B'derech B'nai Adam? And then the other challenge to that reading is because why, when he says we're going to treat them misafik, maybe all three are vadai Pasa Baba Kisnin, because all three, it's Ein Derech L'kvoa Alav. Okay? That's option A, and the difficulties with option A. But I will say, I don't think it's vade wrong, because the simplest reading of the Beis Yosef is that still. But option B is no. What matters is, the only factor is Derech L'kvoa Alav, but It's not Dachlik Va'alav now, but it's Dachlik Va'alav Bizman Chazal, right? So therefore, what matters is, for us now is, you know, are those criteria met? The fact that nowadays people make meals out of cake doesn't change anything. And finally, option number three is it's a combination. There are two factors. Number one is to make mezonos, you need ein derech v'olav. And B, you also need some type of substantial distinction from paskamor. Okay. Yeah.
How do Rebbe understand the suffix then, according to that third shot?
According to the third shot, is what the suffix is, how the machlokas, the three deos, are arguing about what is considered substantially different from bread.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Now, l'choira, how did the Rama read the Beis Yosef? The Beis Yosef himself is a little unclear, as we've been saying, but the Rama has the following objection to the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef basically, like we said, the way, you know, what we asked before, what would, if you asked the Beis Yosef, what bracha would you make on Ar Challah, Zamek Challah, what bracha? So he would certainly, he would have made a mezonos. But if you asked him, what should we make? So we're unsure, right? That depends on the reading. If you take the first reading, he would say, well, nowadays, since it's a Dachlik Va'alav, then you should for sure make a mizono, a hamotzi, right? So we're unsure what the Beis Yosef says, but it seems like the Rama held that according to the Beis Yosef, you would make a mizonos on Zamek Challah. And that's why he objects, because the idea of Ashkenazim making very sweet challahs is not new. The Darkei Moshe says, "Eina minag kedvarav shei b'shabbosos mevarchan amotzi al minei lachem hametubalim harbe v'nikar b'hem b'mare uv'tam." Right? We have sweet challahs, and we make a hamotzi. So you see, not like the Beis Yosef. Now, if you held like the first option in the Beis Yosef, that wouldn't be a kasha, right? Why wouldn't it be a kasha? Because the Beis Yosef would say, no, now the fact that all of your challahs are made so sweet, so that makes it lechem gamor, because it's a dachlik v'olav. I agree you make a hamotzi, right? I agree you make hamotzi. The fact, right? So maybe the Beis Yosef would just answer to the kasha of the Darkei Moshe Nachanami, at the very least, that the Rama didn't learn the Beis Yosef like option one. Could have been two, could have been three, but not option one. Unless you say, well, maybe not. Maybe the fact that you eat this just on Shabbos and Yantif, that's what he says, right, doesn't make it the Derech Lekvel Allah. That's just a minority. It's just a one day of the week. In other words, so therefore, the Beis Yosef actually would say, Bizman, the first option is right, but the Beis Yosef would still say it's Ein Derech Lekvel Allah, because this is cake. It just happens to be that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we make it on cake. Now, the truth is that actually it's even more complex, because I have a question. The Rama sounds like he's saying, that according to the Beis Yosef, you would make a mizonos on Ar Challah, right? And the minhag, therefore, is not like the Beis Yosef, because we make hamotzi on it. One second. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, aren't we koveya suda? Right? Aren't we koveya suda? So maybe that's why we make hamotzi. Let's say, whatever pshat you take for the Beis Yosef, if you take pshat one, two, or three, right? So let's assume that our challahs are pasa b'kisnin, right? Let's assume our challahs are pasa b'kisnin. But the Beis Yosef would still make hamotzi on them. Okay, right? So what's the kasha in the first place? How could you ask a kasha on the Beis Yosef from there? How could you prove that the minhag is not that way? The minhag is you make hamotzi on challah on Shabbos. It's true. Why? Because what are you doing on Shabbos? You're kovei suda. What's the raya? And Lazar is going to say he's kasha. He asks from Shabbos, Yantif, and Chasanas. So maybe Shabbos and Yantif, you make a meal. But Chasanas, you snack at the Chasanas. You still make hamotzi on the bread. Oh, so you see from there. I don't think so, right? That's not a very good reading. But well, maybe he means because you're not supposed to do Lecha Mishnah and Pasa Baba Kisnin. So that's his kasha. His kasha isn't the fact that you make hamotzi on it. But really, ideally, your Lecha Mishnah should be from Pas Gamon, not Pas Baba Kisnin. I don't think that's the Raya either. Because if that was the Raya, then you can't bring a Raya from a Chasana. You could say that on Shabbos and Yantif, Lecha Mishnah should be from Pas Gamon, not Pas Baba Kisnin, even if you're Kaveh Suda. But who says about a Chasana? You're not yet, you need Dafka Lechem Gamor for a Chasana? No din of Lecha Mishnah, a Chasana, right? So it's interesting, Hara. One way or the other, I think the simplest reading of the Ramah is that his understanding of the Beis Yosef is not that it's totally in just Derech Bnei Adam. And then you have to figure out, okay, so what's the Ramah's conclusion? Is Ramah saying, I think it is totally in Derech Bnei Adam? That's why I think that we do make a Hamotzi on our Challah, even though they're very sweet, right? What would the Ramah say? Or is he saying, no, I don't think it's Talin Derech Bnei Adam. I just think that the first reading of the Beis Yosef is right. The Kesem is right. Remember, the Kesem is a true Pshatim in the Rambam, right? Pshat number one in the Rambam is that it's Hamotzi, unless it's 100% oil or, you know, 100% kneaded with milk. Pshat number two is no, even if it's just partially mixed with oil or milk, it's mizonos. So the Ramah is saying, I think the minig is like the first pshat in the Beis Yosef. So if that's the pshat, then the Ramah isn't saying that it's totally b'derech b'nei Adam. The Ramah is saying something else. The Ramah is saying, we'll paskin like the first reading of the Beis Yosef in the Rambam, and memela our chalas, our mizon, our hamotzi. Right? Now, what's actually sort of interesting is that the Ramah even says, I'm not sure if the Beis Yosef might be right in the Rambam, because remember, the Beis Yosef had a diak in the Rambam. The Ramah is ambivalent about what's the pshat in the Rambam. V'afshar shagam das ha-Rambam kein, delo kipirei shapirish Beis Yosef. Maybe, he says, maybe the Beis Yosef is wrong in the Rambam. His initial pshat in the Rambam was right. So he's unsure about the pshat in the Rambam, but halach lemaisa, he's saying that this is the din. Well, how could he say, if the Beis Yosef might be right in the Rambam, how could he pass in he's got one against all of Rishonim? Maybe he says, well, maybe we pass in like the Rach and Rashi, but then this and this would be pass Gamor. Or maybe he's saying it's totally in Derech Bnei Adam. So that's also not so clear, right? Some read this Ramah saying that the Ramah, is saying that I think the first pshat in the Beis Yosef is right. In other words, I agree with the Beis Yosef that there are objective criteria, right? I just disagree what those criteria are. The Beis Yosef says, even if it's partially mixed with oil, it's pasabah b'kisnin. And I think it's only if it's purely mixed with oil, it's pasabah b'kisnin. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina will be, quote unquote, mizonos rolls. Mizonos rolls taste exactly like regular rolls, except they're made with 100% fruit juice, let's say. Okay? Instead of water and sugar, you mix apple juice. It's the same thing, right? You could take, if you know, the theory goes, if you have water and apple juice concentrate, then it's hamotzi. But if you apple juice, then it's mizonos, right? They taste the same. They look the same. Doesn't matter, because that's what the Ramah said. The Ramah said it's 100% fruit juice. I agree it's going to be pasabah b'kisnin, right? So that's that. The mizonos roll industry is reading the Darkei Moshe as saying, I agree to the Beis Yosef that it's totally an objective criteria. I just think that they're different criteria than the Beis Yosef said. I hold of his first shot in the Rambam, not the second shot. And even if that's not the pshat in the Rambam, I think it's the emesdika pshat. Or alternatively, option B is to say, no, I think that it's talian das mene adam, and therefore, since lamaisa, whatever the pshat in the Rambam may be, maybe the Beis Yosef is right in the Rambam, maybe I'm right in the Rambam, I don't know. But it's irrelevant, because since we're koveya suda love, this is what we have every Shabbos in Yantiv, so therefore, it's hamotzi, right? Two ways to read that Beis Yosef. Now, could he, that dark emotion. Now, you could, by the way, say the first option and say, well, yeah, but we don't paskin like that. Now, even if this is, even if you're going to claim that the Ramah would make a mizonos on mizonos rolls, that doesn't mean we paskin that way. But that's the shaila. How do you read this Ramah? How do you read the challenge of the dark emotion of Beis Yosef? Yes.
If I recall, when reading the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch, I don't know if you meant the Ramah in the dark emotion.
I only meant dark emotion. We're not up to Shulchan Aruch yet.
Oh. Because there, is it out of order for me to ring up the Ramon the Shulchan Aruch?
You can bring it up.
Okay. Well, he says that he's, when disagreeing with Mechaber says as long as the additions to the dough make it nikar, and the Ramon says it has to be a substantial difference, not just a little bit. So by that, it seems the Ramon would make hamotzi on mizonos rolls because they taste almost like bread.
They only taste like our bread. In other words, that's not a good definitive proof because it happens to be that our breads are very, very sweet. In other words, they don't taste like real bread. They taste like cake bread. The only reason why the mizonos rolls taste like our bread is because we're used to bread with lots and lots of sugar in it. Therefore, when you make mizonos rolls with 100% apple juice and no water, it still tastes the same as what you're used to eating because what you're used to eating is very, very sweet.
Oh, I don't think I've ever had mizonos rolls and I haven't had regular bread for such a long time.
Right. yes. Yes.
Anyway, the Ramah does, he's not talking about what's entirely, but just whether the difference in flavor is extreme or just slight.
There's no question that if you presented the Ramah, again, the Ramah in Krakow 500 years ago with what we call a mizonos roll, he would say it's mizonos. There's no shaila about that. He tells you that if you have bread that's with 100% fruit juice, it's going to be a mizonos. That's for sure. Our only shaila is what would he say nowadays? Would he say that since nowadays it's the derech l'kavol alav? In other words, you know, the Ramah wrote that, how do I know the Beis Yosef is wrong? Because the minhag is that we have sweetened challah, right? But it's clear that his challah didn't taste like our challah because his challah tasted substantially different than bread that was kneaded with 100% fruit juice. So we still have to ask, well, what do you say about our challah in our time? Or sorry, our mizonos rolls in our time, right? Maybe what you're pointing out, Moshe, is just a reflection of the fact that, you know, breads have gotten even sweeter ever since, you know, sugar became so cheap. Yes, Yosef.
What does it mean just practically that the Ramah could read the Rambam, meaning he likes the first side of the halakha, but not in a read in the Rambam?
Well, it's unsure. In other words, he says Afshar, right? So either he's right in the Rambam, in which case, the fact that we make a hamotzi on our challahs is wonderful, because even the Rambam would agree to that. Or B, the Beis Yosef got the Rambam right, but halach lemaisa, on our challah, we still make a hamotzi. And that could be for one of two reasons. Either A, because he thinks it's talin das mene adam, or B, because he thinks that according to the other Rishonim, let's say Rabbeinu Chananel, this would be Paskamor, right? Okay. Now, this Shaila that we raised basically unclear whether the Beis Yosef holds an objective or subjective criteria, unclear in the Ramah if he holds an objective and or subjective criteria. There's the same shaila that could be asked in the Magen Avraham, and even in the Mishnah Berurah, there seem to be stiras in this question. On the one hand, for example, the Mishnah Brura quotes like the Magen Avraham, Kof Samech Esif Kat Mem Dalet, by Pashtida, you should make Kamotzi, even when you're not Kovei Asuda Alav, even though it seems to meet one of the three criteria for Pasa Baba Kisnin. So that shows that it goes by Derech B'nei Adam, right? And since this is a meal food, you make Kamotzi regardless. On the other hand, the Bir Halacha on Kuf Samaches Ches, Diramaschel Teunim, has the following clear. What do we do about cake for dessert? So, cake for a snack, we make a mazonos, right? So, what does that mean? We treat it as Pasuk B'Kisnin. In which case, what should you do for dessert? You should make a mazonos. She says, no, actually, and he quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger, Dagomir Vava, who say this. That says, yeah, but maybe cake's also pasgamor. And if it's pasgamor, you don't, it's covered by the hamotzi, right? And something about sahakel, so don't make a mizono some cake. Another retreated as a suffix. Now there, that clearly presumes what? What criteria are we using? Not subjective criteria, but objective criteria. Because when it comes to subject criteria, there's no question that cake is ena derech lekvoalav, so it would be vade pasa baba kisnin, right? In which case, what should you do? You should make a mizonos according to the Mishnah Brura on cake for dessert, right? Mishnah Brura doesn't hold of Rabbi Willig's theory that cake's also to fill you up, and he's not. And so, you know, he says that maybe if I dice it for dessert, he brings up the Rashba, but not for cake. So, in other words, there seems to be a steer in the Mishnah Brura. Again, let me just clarify. The Mishnah Brura says when you have something like pashtida that meets the criteria of Pasa Baba Kisnin, but it's eaten as a meal, you make hamotzi. So what does that tell me? We use subjective criteria. If it's a meal food, it's automatically hamotzi. But then when he talks about cake for dessert, what criteria does he use? Objective criteria. And therefore he says, since it's a safek, even though cake is vadai snack food, don't make a brach on it. Maybe it's pascal more. So we're not going to try to answer this question now. All I'm noting is that not only is there ambiguity in the Mechaber and Ramah, there's ambiguity in the Mishnah Brura and maybe the Magen Avraham and the like. So we're not going to answer these questions yet, certainly not Lamaisa. As I said, we're going to wait till we get to Shulchan Aruch to do this. But just to sort of throw out the possibilities, there seem to be three Mahalchim you could take. One is any bread that is non-meal food is always mizonos unless you're kovei asuda. And any bread type food that it is, the derech lekvoa asuda lav is always hamotzi, regardless of how much you eat. This is Rabbi Willig Shita, Shlita's Mahalich. So just for example, you know, pizza, even if it's one bite, is going to be hamotzi. And let's say soft pretzels are going to be mizonos, and mizonos rolls are going to be hamotzi and the like. Possibility two is, no, we follow objective criteria. So anything that meets those three examples in the Shulchan Aruch is going to be considered Pasa Baba Kisnin. We don't look at the derech that people eat it. If it meets the criteria, then it's Pasa Baba Kisnin. It shouldn't really be all three. It's probably only one, but misafik, we treat it as all three. And then finally, the third possibility is that the hybrid approach, that if it's pas gamor, you always make hamotzi. If it's not pas gamor plus ein derech lekvoa lav, then it's pas baba kisnin, right? And again, there's a lot of stiros mineu be, you'll see in what people do here. That's why it's so complicated. Ashkenazim will always make a hamotzi on matzah, even though it meets one of the criteria. Yet, when it comes to pizza, and they have one slice, many will make a mizonos. What's the logic there? Right? So again, these are the questions. Right now, we're not going to have any answers. I'd like to go back to a point that we mentioned a couple of minutes ago, how the Beis Yosef has a hachra and point to something that is very interesting in the Beis Yosef. A question which I think is a beautiful answer. Something that you see beautifully in the Beis Yosef. So if you remember, the Beis Yosef said, you know, he quoted these three shitos, and he said, Kevin de Sveikim Amidi de Rabbananu, Naktinim Kedvei Kulam Lahakel. So we're making... So I have a shayla. What do you mean, Lahakel? Like it's a de Rabbanan Dika shayla. Isn't it a de Raisa shayla? What if I'm full? Right? Let's say you have one of these cases that's a safek. A muffin. You go to Dunkin' Donuts and you get one of those big muffins. Okay, you make a mezonos. Why? And you eat it and you're full. Do you bench? So the answer is no, because most people, this is not enough to have a meal, right? We'll have to figure out how much that is also, and what is mitzvah to that and the like. That's not for now. But you make a, the Beis Yosef says that you make an ala mechia for, but 1 second, I'm full. So ala tzadet, this is pas gamor, I'm chayv and bring some mazim deraisa. So actually, maybe I was wrong. I said the Beis Yosef says you make an ala mechia. Maybe the Beis Yosef would agree. In that case, safek deraisa l'chomer, you should talk a batch. But that's not true, because the Beis Yosef quotes a machlokas rishonim about this very question. What about if for you this is a meal, but for most people it's less than a meal? He says this is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Raavad. According to the Rambam, you make al mechia. Doesn't go by, we say, but l'day to itzal kol adam. We look at the amount that most people consider a meal. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. Bein l'kula, meaning to say, Even if I'm hungry, but most people consider this a meal, I bench. And even if I'm full, but most people consider this a snack, I make ala mechia. That's the Rambam Shita. He quotes the Raavad as disagreeing. The Raavad says, no, if you're full, you bench. The Rosh says, like the Rambam, and the Beis Yosef is machria, like the Rambam. He thinks Rabbeinu Yonah also holds that way. So the Beis Yosef says that, again, on that muffin that you got from Dunkin' Donuts, you ate it, mizonos ala mechia, right? That's what the Beis Yosef says. My shayla is, if I'm full, it's a deraisa shayla. So why can I say safek derabana makula? I should say safek deraisa l'chomer and bench. So maybe you'll tell me, you know what? I actually think you're yotze. It's a derabana shayla. Why? Because let's say it is bench. Let's say you're chayv deraisa and berkas mazon. Are you yotze berkas mazon talam mechia? It's main shalosh. Well, what's the answer to that? We learned that circuit before. It's a big machlokas rishonim. According to the Ramban, we saw for sure you are. Probably even the Ritva and the Rush, you are, because main shalosh, you have Aret, you have Mazon, you have Yushalayim. Right, we saw though. Tosfos holds no. Tosfos holds you need shalosh brachos midei raisa. So maybe the reason why the Beis Yosef held, like the Beis Yosef is willing to treat this as a safek derabanan and says an alamechia, is because it's not a safek derabanan. Fine, it's a safek derabanan because mimanav shachir yotzei your chi of deraisa. Whether you made an ala mechia, whether you bench your chi of deraisa of bracha achrona. And therefore, it's only the rabanan shayla of whether you make the full benching or not. Then we're going to say safek derabanan lahakam. It's basically he's passing against Tisus. I think the Alter Rebbe answers the question that way. It's very dochak. First of all, you should say it's tali nemachlokas. He just says safek derabanan, right? You should note that this is not true according to Tisus. Also, the Lashon of Sveika B'midi D'Rabbanan doesn't sound that way. Sveika B'midi D'Rabbanan. This is a Sveika B'midi D'Iraisa in a fundamental question. And not only that, but if you remember back from the Yardei days, this is very similar to the Shilas that we discussed, the Sufik D'Iraisa Shins Gagli or Sufik D'Rabbanan. In other words, at its root, this is a D'Iraisa Shaila. Am I Chayev in a D'Iraisa Bracha Chron or not? It's a D'Rabbanan application because B'di'avid Yoyotze was main Shalosh. We saw that at the very least, this is a machlokas rishonim, right? So it's very fair to read the Beis Yosef this way. Okay. So that's akasha. That's akasha. Now, the Mamar Mardechai, Sifkat and Tesvav asked this question as well. He says a very interesting thing. Oh, sorry. We didn't see, there's another Beis Yosef we have to see. The Beis Yosef says something very interesting. So like I said before, he says, since it's a safek derabanan, we're meiko, right? And then he says, so therefore, if you have any of these three criteria for pasavah b'kisnin, you make a mizelnos. Alim kain kavas udaso alav, o achal shir shadarach b'nei adam l'kval alav. Whoa! The first line I understand, alim kain kavas udaso alav. But what does that mean? Sorry, the second line I understand, alim kain achal shir shadarach b'nei adam l'kval alav. But what about, what does it mean, the first part of that sentence? Ala im kain kava sudaso alav. Right? Alan kain kava sudaso alav. What does that mean? Who shitas that? The Ravid. But the Reis Yosef says we don't hold to the Ravid. Aybei. So the Mamar Mordechai, Sif Katan Tesvav, says, you're right. Kavanas maran lomar alan kain kava sudaso alav. Lomar kadis lomar kadis light. Means, you hold like the Rambam. It's taloi in Dach B'nei Adam L'Falav. And felt like the Ravid, he means Alan Ken Kavas Udasola. But he doesn't say that. It doesn't sound that way. And especially because he was already Machriya against the Ravid. So the Ginas of Radim says, oh, you know, change the Girsa. Take a look, if you want to look at Ha'ara Ches in the Tour, in the Machon Yerushalayim version, he quotes these possibilities. But I think the answer is Pashut, and it's so beautiful. The answer is actually exactly what we said. The Reis Yosef, if Taka, in this Shaila, you have to be Machmir. Because of Safek Deraisa L'chonra. If either you were, if you're full, if Kava Sudasa Alav, right? Kava Sudasa Alav, usually you are full, right? In other words, in Rambam, the basis is saying, yeah, Taka is Deraisa. When it's a Deraisa Shaila, if you're full, Avada, you have to bench. Avada, you have to bench. Because that's a derisa shiloh. Typically, if you have a muffin as a snack, right, and it's neither derech b'nei adam l'kva alav, or and you weren't kovei asud alav, so then you make an alam machin. It's a safek derabanan l'kula. But if you were kovei asud alav, or derech b'nei adam l'kva asud alav, then you make a motzi. In other words, when is it true that the Beis Yosef paskind like the Rambam against the Ravid? That's when it's vaday basaba b'kisnin. Then it's vaday not a deraisa shayla. Something is vaday basaba b'kisnin. So then he says we paskin like the Rambam that even if you are kovei asuda alav, the bracha achrona is alamichya. If you didn't eat enough, that it's derech b'nei adam l'kva asuda alav. But if it's safek pasaba b'kisnin, safek pas. So then, if you are kovei asud alav, then you have to make a bench. It's a deraisa shayla. It's so beautiful, the Beis Yosef. So I think it's such a very, very, very beautiful answer. And Yomamish, the only issue is the Lashon Shulchan Aruch could decide if it sounds that way or not. Maybe there's other answers to this question, but take a look there. Another shaila, why don't we say you should be machmir here? We suffering, right? We talked about it before. We've seen many other places where we say yari shemaim yatzei deshneihem. Why isn't there anything to be machmir? Especially because you went, I'm doing the wrong thing with major, you know, high stakes. Okay, there's much more to say about this, but alas, we are out of time.
Really? Just simply, we wouldn't be machmir because it'd be being made on the other direction of.
Yeah, so have bread with it. Just like we said before, that a Yari Shemayim, yeah, that's what we said in other contexts. At least this should be a recommendation, right? Now, here you could say, because B'diavad, or, I mean, and not, there's more to say, but we don't have time. All right, we're going to go on a little bit because I know all of you are ahead of me. Maybe one more thing we're going to talk about briefly next time, just so you could think about it. I want to ask a very simple question. Is we know that you can make on Pasavah B'kisnin either hamotzi or mizelnos, right? Depending on the context. Is the pshat that there's one food with two brachos, or is the pshat that it's two different foods? This is a machlokas rishonim. And it's a very interesting shaila, maybe very fundamental to the nature of Pasavah B'kisnin. So I guess we will talk about that on Thursday. And then we'll go on a little bit on Thursday so I could catch up to you guys. Okay. Shkayach.
Good Chodesh. Do you have time for a couple of extra questions?
Quickly, because I wound up Mincha 2:30. Go ahead.
Okay. Number one, can't you say when you one of your arguments against the second pshat in the whoever it was, I forget so many different portion here about the that is an absolute criterion going back to the time of Chazal, and you said one of the arguments against that pshat is because he doesn't say anything about that.
The Rambam doesn't say that.
Yeah, oh, the Rambam. Okay. But couldn't you, but also in terms of...
the Beis Yosef doesn't say anything.
The Beis Yosef, okay.
But the Beis Yosef just tells you, he just says it's Talui and Derech B'nei Adam. He doesn't say Talui and Derech B'nei Adam is Mam Chazak.
However, since we see regarding Trefos, they're determined by the Trefos of time Chazal, and when we say that a person or an animal cannot live for 12 months, they don't say explicitly at the time of Chazal. So even though
that's
nowadays
a good question, and there's a lot of differences. First of all, that's a deraisa shaila. Second of all, there we at the very least we say both criteria. It's a big machlokas rishonim, your shaila. You're taking for granted one answer to that question. Rashba and Rambam and others. But even if your assumptions are all right, there is very different. There we give both criteria. We say these things are trefos, A, B, C, and D. And we also say trefos could live no more than 12 months. So if the Beis Yosef had given two criteria, so then fine. If he could have said it's Talin Derech B'nei Adam and it's Talin A, B, and C. But instead, he just said what it seems to say that the criteria are A, B, and C. Mm-hmm. Is there anything about Bizman Chazal? So, but yeah, maybe an Achanami. You're asking, it's a Hara.
Okay. I didn't want to take away from Minka, so it's
okay. There's still, there's 3 minutes.
Oh, 3 minutes? Oh, my clock is fast.
2 minutes.
The other question was, we do see one thing in which the, it's the same substance, but we considered two different brokos. Ashkenazim eating matzah. If you eat a regular size matzah,
That's a big machlokas haposkin, but we're going to, as we said, we're going to avoid the practical ones. But yes, that is another application of this question, which the machlokas haposkin you're referring to.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. I thought that everyone agreed that matzah crackers and mazonos.
No.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, have a good Chodesh.
Bye.
Kol Tov.